can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Kim is from Shrewsbury. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
So listen to this. Kim's sister, Leanne, is the one who won the U2 Beach House.
No way. That's weird. Were you there, Kim?
Oh, I was so there. I'm still...
You sound like you're still there.
Sound like you had a party that we were not invited to, is what it sounds like.
I woke up early just to listen to every single bit this morning. And, oh my God, it was just magical.
Wasn't
magical.
It? That's the word I keep using, was magic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was. It was a gift to be there.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kim?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
She doesn't need it. They already got it in her family.
Right?
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. Kennedy has, in fact, left the studio. She's gone into the soundproof booth that we call the Deathly Hallows. My son Barrett is here, and he is amazed that Kennedy has, in fact, left the studio. He didn't know that really happened, I guess. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,189 wins, only 201 losses. Question number one, Kaley Cuoco married equestrian Carl Cook on Saturday. Celebrity guests included her Big Bang Theory co-stars Johnny Galecki and Mayim Bialik. If you're an equestrian, it means you work with which animals?
Horses.
Question number two, Kyrie Irving's Uncle Drew movie came out, took fourth place in the box office with about $15 million with its opening. Before it took off as a feature film, Uncle Drew was originally a series of commercials for which soda brand? Is it Pepsi or Sprite?
Pepsi.
Question number three. Today in 1776, the Declaration of Independence was written. The final draft was adopted 2 days later on the 4th of July. Which man signed his name on the declaration so much larger than the other patriots that his name is still synonymous with signatures today?
Johnny Hancock.
Question number four. Owen Wilson has agreed to take a paternity test after a woman claimed he's the father of her unborn child.
Put him on Mari.
Owen has a single word catchphrase that he uses in all of his movies and has become a very popular internet meme. What is it?
Dude.
Question number five. Funny man. Larry David is 71 today. What is his HBO show? It was brought back after a six-year hiatus in 2017.
Curb your enthusiasm.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
What was your favorite moment from the U2 Beach House?
When Bono was sitting on the steps and he was singing Every Breaking Wave. It was so moving. It was just amazing. And also when Bono kissed my sister goodbye.
Yeah, I did see a picture of Bono kissing your sister, and she was... It just in tears.
It was just amazing. No words.
Kennedy, Kim got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
If I scored that properly, I think I did. Salt not here to
Hard
help
to
me.
Do. I know. But Dan's here. Dan's got you.
And Annie's 4. Helping out too.
I'm capable. Okay. Sometimes my brain works.
I don't know. I feel like you and I are kindred spirits, and the two of us combined.
Whoa. Yeah, no. Hashtag Team Annie. Go ahead.
Kennedy, are you ready?
Yep.
These are tough. Question number one. Kaley Cuoco married equestrian Carl Cook on Saturday. Celebrity guests included her Big Bang Theory co-stars Johnny Galecki and Mayim Bialik. If you're an equestrian, it means you work with which animals?
Horses.
Title one. Question number two. Kyrie Irving's Uncle Drew took in about $15 million in its opening, good for fourth place. Before it was a feature film, Uncle Drew was originally a series of commercials for which soda brand? Is it Pepsi or Sprite?
Pepsi?
Good guess. Sprite is your boy, LeBron James.
He's not my boy.
2 to 2, question number three. Today in 1776, the Declaration of Independence was written. The final draft was adopted 2 days later on the 4th of July. Which man signed the declaration so much larger than the other patriots that his name is still synonymous with signatures today?
John Hancock.
By the way, LeBron to the Lakers. I don't know if you'd heard that or not.
I don't care.
That's a definite.
As long as he's not here.
3-3. Question number 4. Owen Wilson has agreed to take a paternity test after a woman claimed he's the father of her unborn child.
Oops.
Owen has a single word catchphrase that he uses in all his movies and has become a very popular internet meme. What is it?
He does?
Mm-hmm. And as soon as I say it, you're going to know it.
I don't know.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, no.
Tied to 3, question number 5, Kennedy. Funny man, Larry David is 71. What is his HBO show that was brought back after a 6-year hiatus in 2017? Really?
I don't like him. The Larry David show?
Curb your enthusiasm, Kim.
Yes.
Wow.
You need to play the lottery.
Your family
needs to do something. That's for real, though.
Our company's going to go broke to your family. They've just cleaned out our prize cabinet, Kennedy.
We have nothing left.
We have nothing. You got
But none of them can win for a few more months, so you guys all have your chance.
Right. Okay, so congratulations, Kim. You just scored yourself $100 and a pair of movie passes to see the new movie Uncle Drew, which is in theaters now, and you beat Kennedy. Wow. You guys are living your best lives. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kim.
I'm sorry, Kennedy. You lost. This one's on you.
I was just going to say.
I was hoping that you wouldn't remember that.
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Eastie, and I can't beat Kim.